defamation case against Rudy Giuliani. He falsely claimed the women helped steal the 2020 presidential election. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Punitive damages, which are half of this award, are necessary to send a message that spreading conspiracy theories and lies and damaging, tarnishing, defaming ordinary people cannot happen.
Giuliani says he'll appeal.
The absurdity of the number merely underscores the entire proceeding, where I've not been allowed to offer one single piece of evidence in defense.
One of the workers, Shay Moss, also spoke outside the court.
Our greatest wish is that no one, no election worker or voter or school board member or anyone else ever experiences anything like what we went through.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's most powerful Republicans has a deal approved by state university leaders Wednesday night is just the first step. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to eliminate what he calls cancerous diversity practices on campus. Milwaukee State Representative Dora Drake tweets, the fight for underrepresented groups continues. The deal trades downsized diversity efforts for $800 million in state funding. President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin. The White House says the president will be in Milwaukee on Wednesday to talk about his initiatives to help small businesses. It'll be Biden's third visit to Wisconsin this year, and it's a sign of how important Wisconsin is in next year's presidential race. Biden leads Donald Trump 58-48 in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, December 18th. In Wood County, the Land Information Council will meet at 10 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The City of Stevens Point will hold their regular council meeting at 7 p.m. in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3 at the Adams County Library. There's a street closed in Wisconsin Rapids today. 21st Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Alton Street will be closed to through traffic. Crews from Water and Light are performing a utility service repair that started at 7:30 this morning. They expect to finish at noon today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
A.J. Dillon unlikely to play. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A.J. Dillon has been the Packers' best running back this season, but we've learned on one of the last plays of the game Monday in New York, Dillon's right hand was crushed by a helmet. He now has a broken right thumb. Aaron Jones has been out a month with an MCL sprain. Is he ready yet?
I'm feeling a lot better. Got to move around today in practice and making great strides, so I'm going to take it day by day, but I feel I'm confident.
Wisconsin's volleyball team is coming home. They lost in the semifinals last night in Tampa, 3-1 to the Texas Longhorns, who advanced to the finals against Nebraska on Sunday. The Badgers men's basketball team able to get another win at home, this time 75-60 over Jacksonville State. Wisconsin now 8-3. They return to the Kohl Center next Friday night against Chicago State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
We are going to have to really work to get things offensively because they're a good defensive team.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a little drizzle or mist, and lows in the mid-30s. And cloudy for tomorrow with on and off rain showers, highs in the low 40s. A mostly cloudy and slightly breezy day Sunday, near 40 for the high. Sun's back but blustery Monday, high in the mid-20s. It's 42 right now.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards, themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years.
Seth,
like
here, a host sentence. Of Seth Faces the Music, which totally makes sense. It's on every Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR. Each week, I pick a theme and play a bunch of songs related to that theme. And this week, I'm doing songs about
big.
So join me, won't you? And we'll face the music together.
Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie has her microphone muted. She needs to undo that. To
start. Hi, everybody. Basics. Even I, friends, forget to unmute my microphone when I'm supposed to be talking. We are all human beings, aren't we? Thank you, Anya. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show with my microphone unmuted here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined, and I believe that we are being joined from the Big Easy by none other than the Maggie Dawn Show's good friend, Al Petrelli of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Hey, Al, how you been, man? You've been on tour for a while.
I'm doing great. It's so good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
We're real good here. It's a little chilly here in Wisco land. What's the weather doing down there in NOLA?
I went out this morning to get coffee. Sunny, 60. I'll take it. A couple more days in the south, and then we're going to be wiggling up that not too far from you guys pretty soon.
Yeah, one of your very last shows is going to be December 27th here at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Super awesome venue. The sound
love
in there, it is unbelievable on the Fiserv. I've been to a number of live music shows, and it is like crackling. You can hear everything. It's really amazing. Mm-hmm. One of the best venues, I think, that's been constructed as of late, just in terms of pure sound quality.
Awesome. The folks in the audience are wonderful. Your town is wonderful. Your community has embraced us like we're coming home. The folks that work there, we've known them for like years now. What was the arena before that one that we used to play at? It's the Bradley Center.
So if the you Bradley go way... Could... Yep, Bradley Center was the most recent one.
And a lot of the staff from the Bradley Center, is over at the Fiserv now. And it's like seeing old friends, Oh, yeah, there's a concert this afternoon. There's a concert tonight. But, we spend more time just catching up on pictures of kids and grandkids. And stuff. It's such a wonderful time.
I love that. It is one of the things that I think is really unique about Milwaukee. We see a lot of artists, stand-up comics, every kind of music that are like, hey, can we start or sort of wrap up in and around Milwaukee because mm-hmm. of the very thing that you're talking about, Al. Like, it's many of the same faces. People are super, super chill, very nice, right? And there's a good vibe, and I like to think our audiences are some of the best.
They are some of the best. They're awesome. I mean, the fact that we're coming back and we're doing two shows and, people come out, I affectionately refer to some of these people as the repeat offenders who keep coming back year after year, Like, they just want to be part of it. We love being part of the community. I love going to Usinger's. That's like one of my favorite places ever. like, oh my God. So there's a lot about the community that we just have shared over the decades of coming through, and I'm just so thrilled that we're coming back. And it's only 2 days after Christmas, so everybody's still going to be in a good mood and happy.
Heck yeah, we might even still be, you know, on some holiday time, which means people will be kicking back a few at the show and hooting and hollering. One of the
all
things
day,
that I want
all night, girl.
Right, enjoy everybody. I love it. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, it's been really interesting to me to kind of some of the stuff that pops off on social media and whatnot about how audiences are changing, right? And I just, you've been on tour now for a while since October, man. That is a long haul. For your show and the vibe that you guys create, are you seeing any sort of changes in audiences and how they're responding? Or do you guys kind of get some consistent fans that always are careful to show respect and enthusiasm and are kind of there with you in the vibe?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, the folks that come out and see us year after year know exactly what they're doing. They're celebrating their holidays with us, you know, and I've heard thousands of times, you know, it's not the holidays too. You guys roll through town or we'll play your music in our home from Thanksgiving to Christmas, you know, so there's that consistency. But what I am noticing this year is people are a little calmer. I think every year we get further away from that pandemic of 2020, people are exhaling a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're okay with enjoying themselves. And you know what it's noticeable? The afternoon crowds, because usually they're the ones who come in and they're a little more sedate. Now they're getting like just as crazy as the night crowds, which is just so much fun. It's a little bit more energy. So somewhere in between those two, I think, is where we're sitting with the audience.
That's great to hear. I mean, that's one of the things that just it can be so transformative for people at live music shows is this collective sense of euphoria and excitement and energy that can be created. You mentioned something, Alan, I didn't get a chance the last time we hung out to ask you about this, but you just mentioned, you know, folks play your tunes from TSO, you know, starting in Thanksgiving. I'm sure some people earlier in the season, it's been part of how they mark this part of every calendar year. And since I have never been the sort of person that has the reach that you do or gets as many folks bringing me into their living room as you do, what is that? I mean, that is truly an intimate relationship. People attach all kinds of feelings and emotions to hearing your music. What has that been like sort of over the arc of TSO and especially for you as one of the founding members of the orchestra?
Well, it's one of the most complimentary, flattering things anybody could ever say. You know, I mean, as an artist, you know, what Paul O'Neill created so many decades ago, that people, you know, it's not like they listen to the record and say, oh, that's cool, and move on to the next thing. They put it on, like, when I was a kid, I'd watch Rudolph every year. Like, that became my comfy place, you know, or to this day, if I watch Miracle on 34th Street, or it's whatever is your tradition, to become part of people's family holiday tradition, it's such, I'm so flattered and so taken back. And also, it's an enormous responsibility, you know, because you don't take things like that for granted. You don't take things like that lightly. So when they say we're coming back next year, or, you know, we've been coming to see you for 5 or 6 years because this is what our family does every year, well, that means we're going to work 10 times harder to make sure that next year's show is even better than this year's, or, you know, this year's show is even better than last year's. You know, we're working on next year's tour already, you know, and we're going to take about 2 weeks off when we all, you know, get home in January, and then pencil goes back to paper. Like, right now our managers are plotting the routing and what venues are available, where we're going to start, what we're going to do. And then we'll start having our meetings mid-January about, okay, what songs do we want to do next year? What production ideas do we have? How can we make this thing bigger and better? You know,
and do you guys like workshop that? Yeah. Do you get together with your managers and like workshop those ideas? How does that come to be? And while we're at it, tell people a little bit about the flavor of your tour this year and what they can expect.
Well, all year long. So starting middle of January. So, you know, what are we going to do this year? Well, The Ghost of Christmas Eve is, you know, the film that we shot back in 99. And it really has become just like, you know, a favorite of so many people, myself included. And how are we going to present it this year? How are we going to make it look different? What's the front of the show going to look like? And then the second half of the show, what songs haven't we done in 20 years? You know, what kind of surprises can we have? What can we do that's different and more special? What effects, what production can we come up with that people have never seen before? And that was, you know, pretty much like a 10-month conversation, you know, with all the department heads, the managers, the O'Neill family, everybody involved. And we'll all disagree until we all agree, you know? And it's like, you know, like until everybody goes, yeah, that's a good idea, then we know we're onto something, You know, so it's a lot of back and forth.
No kidding, man. I mean, I work in government.
You know the drill.
It's all disagreement until everybody's like, hey, that might be a good idea. Let's do that.
And that's where it starts. And then it's a long conversation because what would break my heart, you know, I've been there since 1995 when this child, if you will, first opened its eyes. Now it's approaching 30 years old. And I've watched it grow into something that exceeded all my expectations. What would break my heart if anybody ever was in the audience and says, I saw him last year. I thought it was better. You know, that's never going to happen. You know,
that's a burden to carry. I mean, that is every year when you go into planning, that's got to be heavy. Like, how are we going to do better?
Yeah, but we love it. You know, again, it's like your child. You never stop loving your child. You know, even though this is like, you know, hitting 30 years old now, you know, pretty soon, it's still our little baby, you know, and you never stop. Look, I always compare it to, like if you had a dynasty NFL team who won a bunch of Super Bowls, or even anybody who wins a Super Bowl, right? And all of a sudden, like, you know, you're in the middle of March and like all the accolades are in your rearview mirror and like, you know, that was a great season. Well, you got to do it again and you got to be better than you were last year. You know, if you want a chance at that ring one more time, you're going to work all year long to make sure that it's better and bigger and just different enough to confuse everybody as far as the football team goes. For us, we just want to make it better.
I love that. Love the Super Bowl analogy. Really like the kid analogy, too. You know, it's a lifetime that love changes. And certainly the kid grows up and matures and you all get to bring your next great artistic ideas to bear. I really have a lot of respect for the creativity and the collective commitment, all the folks that have to come together to make that happen. These are big tours. We talked about that last time. So many buses, so many moving parts. How many people remind folks? How many flatbeds, semi trucks do you guys have? And how many people work on your tour?
Well, there's probably about 100 people on the tour. I think I counted 21 tractor trailers. And 12 or 13 buses. But then you have the office staff back in New York, you know, who are constantly working on this. You have, you know, it's just a mess. But you got to understand, if you go back to when we first started touring, which is 1999, okay, we had 7 cities on the itinerary, 1 box truck, a bus, and a fog machine. That was it.
Don't forget your fog machine, right?
Never forget my fog machine. And now we got 21 trucks, 12 buses, and a lot more fog machines. But it's grown up, again, going back to the child analogy, it's grown up, you know, over the years. We never lose sight of it. We never let go of it. You know, even though, you know, my oldest son is 37 years old, you know. He's a grown man. But he's still my baby boy, you know, and he'll always remain my baby boy, you know. And if this is Paul O'Neill's child and the O'Neill family child, then I'm just a weird uncle, you know. But, you know, I love this thing.
Al, somehow I completely believe you when you say that.
What about the weird part? Yeah, no kidding.
Right? That uncle, and probably the most fun uncle. Yeah, most fun uncle, too. Yeah. So tell me, how long are y'all on tour for, like? How many did you get breaks? Like,
no. Well, we get days off, of course, but we will be out here. I think our last show is going to be in Minneapolis a couple days after you, the day before New Year's Eve, and then we'll all fly home.
Ugh. What's that like when you come home?
Awesome. You know,
I can't even imagine.
There's two things I love in my life, you know, my family and my job. Yeah. You know, and those lines are really blurred because most of the people in this organization, we've been together almost 30 years, so they are my family, you know. So when I get to Omaha, Nebraska for the first day of rehearsal, I'm like a kid in the candy store. You know, I love it so much. You know,
and
I love it up until I put...
Adult camp, I love it.
It's awesome. And then, you know, I also love when I put my guitar back in my case after the last show and said, all right, I'm going to go home to my wife and my kids. You know, so I'm really fortunate in that regard that I love both sides of the fence equally.
Yeah. Well,
serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Have a wonderful holiday season, and please stay safe and love to your family.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to previously recorded content on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My thanks to my producer, Anya Esther, for being here with me. And my thanks to my guest that's going to be joining me at the bottom of the hour, Milwaukee County Circuit Court candidate Rochelle Johnson-Bent. Not going to want to miss that. We'll introduce the Civic Media universe to Miss Johnson-Bent and vice versa. So important that we get fresh blood on the bench. I can't tell you, there are some old duffers on there. More on that in a minute. But let's return to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Yeah, this guy. So, yeah, he went about soliciting securities investment clients without being licensed, paid a fine for that. But it got worse. He's now been indicted by a Texas state grand jury on three felony counts of securities fraud. So this is well beyond just, well, I started selling securities before I was technically licensed. He's facing up to 99 years in prison. Certain symmetry there, isn't there? Healthcare providers that help women have free choice about their healthcare, just like men have in all aspects of men's healthcare.
Do you know who else is facing 99 years in Texas right now?
Boom.
A groom who threw a $53 million wedding. Then also, I'm not kidding about this, he got in some sort of argument with a cop and fired a gun at a cop. And that also carries a potential maximum sentence of 99 years. All of these things cost 99 years to do in Texas. You can either shoot at a cop. What was the thing you were just saying that's 99 years?
Securities fraud.
Securities fraud. Or you can get or give an abortion. Those are the three things. They all cost 99 years in jail in Texas. Isn't that interesting?
It makes you wonder, like, how is Texas deciding on these criminal penalties?
Look,
$53 million wedding?
I think, he's weird. He's a whole other story. But I think they just roll a 100-sided dice and choose that way. I think that's how they're doing it.
Just in case you've lost track, Ann Richards, a woman and a Democrat used to be the governor of Texas. I just, that was actually, Texas used to be a blue state. I've digressed. Okay, Ken Paxton, 3 felony counts of securities fraud. You might be asking, well, is it like a technical thing? No. He was selling shares of a tech company to people without telling people that the tech company was paying him to do so. It's like the first thing they teach you if you want to become an investment advisor or a securities trader or a lawyer is do not engage in conflict of interest things without disclosure. And even then, just try not to do that because it's generally not very good. And Ken Paxton spoke on January 6th in Washington, D.C. He's the one that asked the Supreme Court to overturn the election. Yes, it's this Attorney General, Ken Paxton. And if that wasn't enough for all of you, Mr. Quote, family values, Mr. Dear Miss Kate Cox, I don't care if you can never have children again because we have a criminal penalty for healthcare providers that allow women to exercise the free choice about their own healthcare that all men enjoy and all aspects of men's healthcare. Yeah, that family values guy. Yeah, he cheated on his wife. It's documented in the press. And who did he cheat on his wife with? An employee of Nate Paul, the guy that gave him the donations, whom he then did favors for as attorney general that led to his impeachment. This is the attorney general, Ken Paxton. I mean, you can't make it up. It's sort of like the Moms for Liberty gal and her hubby in Florida in the threesome, and now the husband has been credibly accused of rape. I mean, anytime anybody freaks out about my private life, my body, what I do in my bedroom, whom I do it with, I'm always like, what are you projecting onto me? What's so deeply troubling? By the way, you know, in the spirit of the holiday, I'll be covering some of the hypocrisy related to sexuality, sexual mores, et cetera, that is just rampant in the GOP. That'll be next week, you know, right as we all roll into the last bit of the new year. Here's what was partially just so extraordinary about the filings that Ken Paxton made in response to the Texas trial court ruling. He basically issued an open letter to all healthcare providers that said, I don't care what that trial court in Texas said. If you give Ms. Cox an abortion, I will prosecute you to the full extent of the law. So though he swore an oath to the Texas Constitution and is supposed to be the person that upholds Texas laws, including even decisions from courts that he may not personally agree with, in the wake of that court's decision that the abortion that Ms. Cox has been seeking does fit within the very vague, I would say, void for vagueness, exceptions under the Texas abortion ban statute, he went out and said, no, I'm not going to abide by that. And then he filed his request to the Texas Supreme Court to, again, prevent Ms. Cox from seeking abortion, and now she's had to flee the state of Texas. Here's how her lawyers responded to Attorney General Paxton's filing. The Attorney General's petition is stunning in its disregard for Ms. Cox's life, fertility, and the rule of law. Her current non-viable the state claims that it alone has the power to value Ms. Cox's current non-viable pregnancy more highly than Ms. Cox's own life and the life of the future children she and her husband hope to have, regardless of Ms. Cox's wishes for her family and the good faith advice of her medical team. We asked this court to remind the attorney general that he does not exist outside the systems of laws which he is of which he is an officer, and that he.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is approving $1 billion for all kinds of projects across Wisconsin, including refurbishing local wastewater and stormwater infrastructure. Evers says the spending will modernize Wisconsin's infrastructure and state agency operations. Online shoppers should look out for scam artists. Courtney Anclam is a fraud expert with AARP Wisconsin. She says it's clear more people need to learn the red flags.
We talk about ads on social media. It's sometimes really difficult to discern if that's real or not. You know, the landscape is always shifting. People are maybe not keeping up as much as they should be on some of those new tactics.
She says only 28% passed a recent AARP quiz about warning signs for shopping and gift card scams. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. School staff at Mead Elementary School in Wisconsin Rapids are asking to help keep our Mustangs safe by not blocking the view of Safety Patrol. They're asking that you don't park on the south side of Alton Street between the orange safety cones along the yellow curb. When cars are parked there, the Safety Patrol students can't see to help students cross safely. Please help keep our students safe and don't park between the orange safety cones. The last Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market for 2023 is tomorrow. Don't miss the delicious foods, salsas and jams, tamales, fry pies, bakery goods, crafts, and so much more. If you're looking for Christmas gifts, they have unique items you can't find anywhere else. Buy local and support local at the Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market. December 16th is the last Saturday this year. The market will start up again on January 6th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay. WFHR and WIRI News.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner three.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
A.J. Dillon unlikely to play. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A.J. Dillon has been the Packers' best running back this season, but we've learned on one of the last plays of the game Monday in New York, Dillon's right hand was crushed by a helmet. He now has a broken right thumb. Aaron Jones has been out a month with an MCL sprain. Is he ready yet?
I'm feeling a lot better. Got to move around today in practice and making great strides, so I'm going to take it day by day, but I feel I'm confident.
Wisconsin's volleyball team is coming home. They lost in the semifinals last night in Tampa, 3-1 to the Texas Longhorns, who advanced to the finals against Nebraska on Sunday. The Badgers men's basketball team able to get another win at home, this time 75-60 over Jacksonville State. Wisconsin now 8-3. They return to the Kohl Center next Friday night against Chicago State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
We are going to have to really work to get things offensively because they're a good defensive team.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a little drizzle or mist, and lows in the mid-30s. And cloudy for tomorrow with on and off rain showers, highs in the low 40s. A mostly cloudy and slightly breezy day Sunday, near 40 for the high. Sun's back but blustery Monday, high in the mid-20s. It's 42 right now.
For the love of Pete! Dang, or come on! That's something you might say when your car gets damaged.
But that won't get you the help you need for your car.
What you should really say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For help filing your claim 24/7.
However you choose, whether it's on the phone, online, or on the award-winning State Farm mobile app. However you choose.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
A really special episode. I have the Swartz brothers, Billy and Julian. And anyone that knows anything about Waukesha basketball, when you hear the name Julian Swartz, you have to recognize that name. He's considered the greatest, arguably the greatest basketball player in Waukesha high school basketball history. For sure the greatest of Waukesha South. His senior year in 1999, he was the Wisconsin Associated Press Player of the Year. He was a freshman that saw a good amount of time on a Wisconsin team under Dick Bennett that went to the Final Four in 2000. And then, finished his career at Carroll and then got a couple degrees in psychology and had a great career as a counselor. And also as a collegiate basketball coach, doing some tours of duty at top programs like Memphis and Georgia Tech. And he's also currently scouting for Northwestern University in the Big Ten. So it's really going to be great to have Julian on. And of course, Billy's had a great he was also a great basketball player in high school and also excelled in soccer and played soccer and basketball at Ripon. Was the varsity basketball coach at South before handing the reins over to Bo Richter somewhere around, I think it was like 2011 or 12, and then was an assistant at Carroll University's basketball program for a few years. But a lot of success on the soccer pitch as the head boys varsity basketball coach, 3 straight playoff appearances. Last 2 years, I believe they've gone all the way to the regional final there. So a lot of success for Billy Swartz, who also coaches phys ed, and also the Swartz family. You know, the 3 generations of Swartzes have been involved with Waukesha South, either as students or coaches or both. Billy and Julian's dad, Bill, coached for many years. I believe he was the head basketball coach at South and is a retired 6th grade teacher in the Waukesha School District. So just a great, it's an honor to have one of these great Waukesha families on that's been here for generations and has a lot of stories, a lot of history of Waukesha to share with us. So I encourage you to check that out. There will be some other announcements as well as some other news that we'll be covering. So be sure to check that in. Pete Schwabel will be calling in. He is one of our newest Civic Media product offerings Monday through Friday. And you can catch him here in WAUK 8 to 10. And it's all about kind of Wisconsin pop culture and all things Wisconsin. And it really is a fun show. I was a surprise guest the other night and a lot of fun. And Pete's from the Marinette Schwabas. And so, yeah, he's going to be calling in to talk a little bit about the show and why he can't afford to miss it. So, but back here at Waukesha North, a little bit of a din. You know, this time last week, we were still playing a JV game that I believe went to overtime, and the Blackshirt JV1 team won after being down by like 6 or 7 with like less than 3 minutes left. And so it was a really valiant effort by the JV1 Blackshirts, led by Luke Trendle of the Banting Park neighborhood, Predominant Park more specifically, and as well as Gavin Karinko, also from Banting Park, were some of the heroes in that effort. And unfortunately, it didn't go the same way for our varsity team, although it was a 1-point difference at halftime and a really well-matched first half and half of the second half, which the lead changed hands many times. You know, that was at 1 point South. They're up by 7 with like 15 minutes left and had a lot of momentum going for them. But this really gritty, resilient North Star team pulled out all the stops and really opened up the hurt wagon there in the last 5 minutes to put the game on ice. Lights are going out here, so I think there may be a special presentation. And I think it has a holiday flavor to it. Oh, they went off. Now they're back on. And so I think we're in for a little surprise here, at least me. This is my first time at a North game that's involved Santa Claus and baked cookies. So I know South had their cookie walk a couple Sundays ago that was very successful. Student section doing pajama night. So that's fun. We see a lot of flannel, jammy bottoms. The Laser Varsity basketball team now getting ready to come out. They've got the Indiana Hoosier-style pants, but instead of cream and crimson, it's navy and gold. And Carl Anderson has just walked up. Will you be joining us?
Coach Siano.
Coach Siano's going to come. Oh, fantastic. Excellent. Have a seat, Coach. Vince Siano, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we met last fall at the Ocon game.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Have a seat. Great. This is the Waukesha North head coach, Vince Siano. I'm really honored to have him back on. Carl Anderson sitting next to me. And Carl, I'm going to hand you the mic in case you want to jump in, you know, anything you need to clean up. But I know, I'm sure Vince gives a great interview, so I really enjoyed meeting you that first time. As you might recall, my daughter has been seriously involved with one of your former players that you know as Bobby Boucher. We know him as Jonah Radomski, so we had a good laugh about that. So, but how excited are you that North is leaving football, anyways, leaving the Classic Eight and going into a more, so we say, equitable conference in the Parkland?
Oh man, the excitement!
Move this over here to your, there you go.
There we go.
Excellent.
The excitement's unreal from the parents, the community, to even the school. Kids are talking about it just for an opportunity to compete.
Sure.
With guys in the same division nonstop instead of getting beaten down week after week.
Yeah. You
know, that's that. Something exciting like that hasn't happened in a long time for Waukesha football.
Sure. Has that, like for South, has that helped increase your numbers for the youth for the junior football program?
Oh, yeah. Every time, anytime people see me, they're like, hey, we're going to come out and play football this year.
I love
it. Hey, I'm going to come back. I haven't played since sixth grade, but I want to come back.
That sounds
great. You know, numbers are going up from youth and high school level.
Sure, sure. Now, when we were broadcasting last Friday, we saw your quarterback doing the same damage on the hardwood, A.J. Curtis, and I know you'll be missing him. Do you have a plan for his successor yet, or is that still up for grabs?
You know, AJ doesn't like to say it because his brother is his successor, Connor Curtis, right?
Sure,
now.
Okay.
So, you know, AJ always wants to hold that throne of being the best Curtis brother. But
there you go.
Connor, as we call him, CC, is going to have something to say about that because he's also a really good quarterback as well.
Yeah, you know, I think I remember that. And I remember Coach Radomski, your baseball counterpart, talking about how Connor, in many ways, arguably could be more gifted than AJ. I saw he did a heck of a job as tight end, and he certainly had the size for it. So that's nice when you have a quarterback like that, too, that's hard to bring down.
Well, yeah, even a selfless guy like that, moving to tight end and just trying to get in the field to help out and going back to quarterback to do what he can to get those wins on the football field, which we all want.
That's terrific. So what is there a new plan of attack now going into the Parkland, or will it be kind of the same approach you had with the Classic 8, only with, you know, I guess a more – level playing field?
You know, the plan's the same, right? Yeah. Build these kids up, teach them football.
Sure.
You know, it's more than football, but now it's, hey, we can actually win this, right?
Yeah.
You know, some of these teams we haven't beaten in the last 20 years since they joined the Classic 8.
Yeah.
You know, so when you say to the kids, hey, we're going to go against Arrowhead or Muskego, Muskego, they're like, oh, cool, we're going to go against them, but we're going to lose, you know? But now it's like, oh, we haven't played any of these teams yet. So
the
mental side of it is, you know, a huge part of the game.
Sure. Now, how long have you been involved in the North program, if you don't mind asking?
Yeah, I came here in 2016.
Okay, so it's been quite
a few years. Yeah, as assistant coach, and then I took over during the COVID year. So what was that, 2019, 2020?
Okay. So you might remember it was that first year, and North led the way, and then South followed when A.J. Rabel was in charge of the program. You pulled out of the Waukesha youth football program. There was a feeling that it was just too biased towards West. And in that first year, you and South ran the table. And again, there's a lot of those teams that were in that, or Parkland teams like Eisenhower and or Parkland Woodland. You know, Whitnall was in that conference. West Dallas Central, and not only did they won, but won big. And their only loss was to North.
Yeah,
in a good game that. Our star tailback was sick. He didn't play. You guys won 20. The game was closer in the score, but North won that 20-0. And North had a great – you had a winning season that year, too. And so now imagine – it's too bad this senior class missed out on that same eighth-grade class.
Yep.
This was their senior year. But so I can only imagine it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that eighth-grade class, because I think that was the year I was still an assistant, but I remember us pulling out of it, and they made it to that – championship game against Greenfield, and they lost.
Sure.
In a heartbreaker.
That's
but,
right.
Yeah, we talked about it because we ended up playing Greenfield when South canceled their season. We picked up the Greenfield game.
Oh, that's right. Canceled. I was at that game, yeah.
Yeah, so,
that was a good game.
That was a great game, and that was the eighth graders. That was what they call their revenge game, you know, from that championship game. So.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Wow, that's neat. Yeah, I remember because South's playoff game that year, they played a team that had the same background as South. As fifth graders, South didn't get a single first down. Neither this team was from Belgium, Cottage Grove. Seventh grade, they didn't score a point. They got first down, so they didn't. Eighth grade, they finally scored their points. And they had like a 3 or 4 win season. That's like about 500. And then it was eighth grade came along, and then they, again, they were 6-1, 5-1, whatever that was. And that was just such an exciting time. And I have shall we say your boss here, your immediate supervisor, Kyle Anderson, who's him along with Dan Schreier were a big part of the success in moving South and North out of the Classic 8 and into the Parkland for football, but also the other teams going into the Woodland, right?
Yeah, that is the hope. That's the initial proposal that's been out there, and we are in full support of that proposal. It'll be a great thing for both of our programs and our schools just to be somewhere where we match a little bit better demographically, size-wise, and everything else, and just, you know, giving our guys a chance to compete on a night-in, night-out basis regularly. And that goes across the board in all sports. You know, I think something like girls tennis, where we did not win a match in a varsity conference game this year.
Okay.
They'll have a much better just chance to compete in the Woodland, along with many of our other sports. And the hope is that we get more kids out doing stuff because they're going to have a better experience.
Sure. Well, and especially for football, because like, you know, my son who played for South explained that his buddies who played the line, for them, it was just so debilitating playing the Classic 8 because you had guys that were...
Yeah, and our training staff will tell you they're real excited about the fact that we're hopefully going to see fewer injuries as well, because we'll be playing teams that also have guys going both ways and are not all D1 bound linemen.
Yeah. Yeah, school rosters of 35 kids, which, you know, for a lot of other high schools is normal. It's not like these Big Ten size rosters that the Classic 8 have, where there's like third or fourth stringers could start for a lot of other schools. So it's got to be a good feeling here on the North Campus. So, are you from Waukesha, Vince, originally?
So I grew up in Greendale. So, you know, hop, skipping away. And then now I've lived in Waukesha-esque Pewaukee. So I've been around here enough.
Sure. Did you play ball in college, too?
Yeah, I ended up playing college ball at UW Oshkosh underneath Pat Cerrone.
That's where my wife went.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we loved it up there. I loved it so much I was there for a while.
Pat Cerrone.
Stayed 4 more years.
Is his dad the legendary Sussex Hamilton basketball coach? Family.
I think that's different. Okay. I think it's family related.
Okay, but
I think that's cousins.
Sure.
Or is it brother? I can't remember.
His son coaches basketball at Muskego. So,
yes.
But that's why I heard the name. Like, wait, I have to ask. So,
they're all related somehow.
Okay.
I don't know the exact family.
So you must know Coach Buddha really well at Carroll because he played at Oshkosh. Maybe a little older than you, but
He was a little bit before my time, but we've talked a couple times of different guys, and some of our guys have gone over there to coach or recruit, and so we keep pace, and it's always, how's the Oshkosh family tree going, you know?
So, but it's nice that there's some good local college football coming together here at Carroll. It's been
and he's doing some good stuff over there at Carroll,
too. He sure is, I got to broadcast all the games last season, and, it wasn't how they wanted to finish, but, you know, in a tough conference like the CCIW, where the number one team is playing today, I was told not to give any scores in case John Stillman's listening.
Okay.
He played football and baseball at North Central, but that's, you know, again, arguably the toughest two conferences in Division III football are right here with the CCIW and the WIAC where you played.
Yeah.
So that's terrific. So any predictions on tonight's game, Coach?
You know, I think North can compete with these guys. It's a matter of can they get hot and stay hot, right?
Yeah.
Kettle Moraine obviously has some size, great program as well.
Yeah.
But what Coach Redmond's doing with the North program right now is definitely taking some steps in the right direction. They already got a win underneath them, their belt.
Sure. Well, and that's why I was glad to come back after watching them play South last week, is that their offense, the way they move the ball around and the way the players move is very similar to what KM does in offense. And the defense, same thing, very aggressive. So this is going to be a lot like a football game, very physical. And so I think for sure you'll enjoy watching it.
Yeah, as I'm
So go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's nice, too, that, you know, Coach Redmond's into year two. Coach Ciano can relate to this, but, you know, the guys all have run his system for a year. They know it. You can see the mentality gets better, that they don't get down as easily, and they, they stay calmer when they face adversity. So we're taking a lot of steps in the right direction.
Great. And will my good friend Nick Pridgen be back to help coach next year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. That's I talked to him the other day because
Great guy.
Yeah. How do you know Nick?
I know him from one of my clients is Ronald McDonald House, and Nick does a little part-time work there. You know, full-time, he's a fireman, I believe.
Yep.
And then
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You know, that ball over the other hill, that thing's going to start building up real fast.
Sounds good. So, any final comments before we focus in on the game here, Coach Siano and Carl Anderson?
I just have to build off of what Coach Siano would say about building confidence, and it's something that actually Coach Siano's working with me on, that we're looking at doing that across the board with the entire athletic department. I think this opportunity we have with the new conference in football and hopefully going through with everything else gives us a good chance to kind of hit a new beginning and really rock it off and showcase
it.
The place that North is for everything that we do here.
That's great. Coach?
Yeah, I'm excited for the new opportunity. You know, Classic Eight's a beast in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But the Parkland's no joke either. I know a lot of those coaches.
I
know a lot of those coaches, and those are some great coaches in that conference. So
great teams.
Now it's just a matter of can our guys compete with similar size guys, and we're looking for the opportunity.
Same here. Well, we look forward to catching that next year, North and South in the Parkland, and a new day for Waukesha football for sure. So, head coach Vince Siano, Waukesha North football, and athletic director Carl Anderson, and assistant principal too, right?
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the festivities tonight. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and the rest of the North Star family. And we look forward to having you guys on one of these Saturday mornings on the show. We've had Coach Radomski on before with Coach Stillman, and
so we'll
figure that out.
I'd love to be on. Love to have you guys another game. So
that
thanks for
great.
Having
All
us.
All right.
We'll
thanks
be back.
Again, Coach. You got it. Okay. We're going to take a quick station identification here on WAUK Radio, 101.1 FM, 540 AM, here on the Shaw. Anya, take it away, please.
You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
We'll keep you posted.
Excellent.
Okay. Welcome back to Kurt Larson Student Events Center here at Waukesha North High School. I'm Don Brown, and again, I had the privilege of having the varsity head coach, Vince Siano, and the athletic director and vice principal, Carl Anderson. So a great way to build up the pregame. And, this has all the makings of, kind of a Big Ten, rivalry game. Again, Kettle Moraine is a great athletic tradition, and they won state in football last year. I know they came close this year in the playoffs. And then in basketball, they went to state, and this year they'd like to repeat. They have a new coach in Brian Rickard, but it's not his, it's his first year, I believe, back with the Lasers. I think he may have coached previously before Coach Hughes was here. And so they really haven't missed a beat. And as Carl Anderson said, a great new culture and attitude here with Waukesha North with second-year coach Brandon Redmond. And again, you're going to see very similar styles in their approach, both offensively and defensively. It's going to be a very physical game. There'll be a lot of passing on offense, a lot of moving around, setting up, I'd say, pretty versatile teams that can kill you in the paint as well as on the outside. And both teams are also really, they have a lot of success on offensive rebounds, so that'll be interesting to see who wins that battle. So could be one of those games that comes down to free throws at the end here. So buckle up. We're looking forward to it. We're going to take a quick one-minute break here on the Waukesha Sports High School Sports Radio Network on WAUK 101.1, 540 AM, and the Civic Media app. Anya, take it away, please.
Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is.
In the breast.
Breaking breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Hey, welcome back to the Kurt Larson Student Event Center at Waukesha North High School. I am Don Brown, and this is Friday Night Game of the Week on WAUK 101 FM, 540 AM, The Shaw, and the Civic Media app. If you haven't already, folks, please do yourself a favor and download the Civic Media app so you can take WAUK with you everywhere. And again, tomorrow morning on This Week in Waukesha, 7 and 9, my hosts are the Swartz brothers, South Varsity soccer coach Billy, and younger brother, college basketball coach, and high school and collegiate star, Julian Swartz. Amazing story about the Swartz family that we'll be sharing with you on a very special episode tomorrow morning. Can't wait for that. And, hey, another announcement coming from Waukesha South, too, is for those wrestling fans, mark your calendars for December 21st, which is next Thursday night. It's Blackshirt Wrestling Alumni Night. All past Blackshirt wrestlers are invited to be recognized in their part in the program's history. The scheduled events include South versus Arrowhead, West versus Arrowhead, alumni recognition, and then South versus West. So that all starts at 4:30 on the December 21st. So mark your calendars if you love wrestling and you love sports in general. Both teams are now vacating the court and getting ready for the national anthem. First the WIA rules, the national anthem, and then our national anthem, then starting lineup. Excuse me. So we are going to listen here for. We don't have the marching band doing the national anthem, but we could take a quick 30-second break if you would, Anya, please, here on High School Basketball Radio Network WAUK. Thank you.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back. Kurt Larson Student Event Center, Waukesha North. We actually have a choral performance of our national anthem. That's why I'm talking low. And if you can't hear it on our mic feed, really is nice, very pretty. So I'll pause for a moment.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A jury awarded a massive amount of damages in the Rudy Giuliani defamation case to two former election workers. CBS's Scott McFarland.